everybody, and welcome to the Just Fish podcast. And I'm coming to you sitting in the Just Fish mobile van waiting on the Delta flight to unload so I can bring some fresh corals to the store. And while I'm sitting here bored to death, I started reflecting a little bit on today. And, you know, we got started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we knocked out a couple aquarium maintenance in Gulfport and got to our third account. And while we're there, a gentleman comes up to me who I know. He's kind of an off-and-on customer. He knows me. I know him. I know he's got a saltwater fish tank. And, you know, we might see him in the store once every couple, two, 3 months. And, you know, right out the gate, he's like, "Hey, Gerwin, how you doing?" "Hey, how are you doing, man?" He's like, "Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. How's your aquarium?" "Oh, man, I need to come see you this Saturday. I need to add a few more things, you know. Some of my fish have died. I don't know why. Our spotted hawkfish, are the hawkfish, are they kind of mean? You think they'd beat up and kill my damsels?" And right there, like so many times, you know, I was just doing rapid calculations in my head. You know, they range all over the place. I'm like, "Well, what size tank does this guy have? Do I remember? I think it's 75. You know, it's damsels, it's hawkfish. He doesn't come in that much. Problems. Missing fish. Sort of unexplained." And, you know, it dawned on me at that moment that this is just another one of my Groundhog's Days. I get to hear this same thing so many times every week. Multiply it by the months, multiply it by the years, and it's just over and over. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was I stopped him and I said, I know the problem. And he kind of looked at me, you know, with a confused sort of look. And I said, the problem is your participation level. Now, you know, I've done other podcasts, and a lot of you I've talked to individually at the store. You know, and I always tell everybody, you know, your success in this hobby seems to be very closely related to your store participation. And, you know, half jokingly, half serious, you know, basically I'm saying, you know, seems like the more I see people, the more success I see from those people. As that time starts to drift away and I start seeing people very rarely, when I do see them, rarely is it a happy talk. More often, there's issues. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of people that everything's just running honky-dory and they don't need anything. But that would be the exception to the rule and not necessarily what I see to be my rule. And my rule generally is, if I don't see you often, if we don't talk about your tank often, if you're not telling me what's new and cool, then we probably are going to have some sort of an issue. And, you know, so as I'm telling them that, you know, I think it's just your lack of participation, you know, I could see no longer a look of confusion, but almost a look of, you know, disbelief that I was even saying that, or maybe calling him out on that he's not, you know, taking care of his tank. And, you know, immediately became, I don't want to say defensive in an aggressive way. I mean, everything's cool. We're all cool. You know, I'm just, you know, being Gerwin and trying to, you know, I'm hitting him point blank in the eyes with the problem. And maybe I didn't even let him finish, but, you know, I almost didn't need to hear no more because I already knew where this was going. And so immediately, you know, he goes into the defense mode. And what is the defense mode? "Oh, well, you know, I'm working 5-6 days a week. I don't even get a chance to see my tank, but maybe, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours a day, maybe, at most. I just barely have time to feed him." And I'm like, boom, there you go. You know, you're not able right now to afford to give your aquarium the time. So there are issues. And rather than let's look at our issues from a realistic point of view, is that I'm not doing my water changes. I'm not maintaining my filters. I'm probably not even topping off like I need to be. And now I have a fish missing. And what are we going to do? We're going to start blaming it on somebody else. So I then candidly asked him, Have you seen the other fish beat each other up? No, I really haven't had the ability to look. Well, so then we don't know what's happening. You know, but, and then I had to go on further and say, look, you know, I'm not judging, and I don't judge. I'm not judging anybody that comes into the store. I get it. We got started at 5:45 this morning. From the time we got started, it's go, go, go. Go to Gulfport, go do tanks in Biloxi, go to the airport to get fish, to get the first load. I'm back here at the airport again at 1:19. We had to get the store open. We're letting fish out. Gonna help my favorite customers all day long. And then I'm gonna go home, answer some Facebook questions, eat dinner, maybe catch a little TV with the wife, and boom, it's bedtime, and then we repeat. And I've got two fish tanks in my house. I got two fish tanks and one biopod. I totally get it. Sometimes I don't even think I have time to feed my fish, or I forget my fish. But when they're looking at me at that fish tank and go, hey, bozo, hey, guess what? I'm in a fish tank, idiot. I cannot get my own food. I cannot go hunt it from nature. I need you, Gerwin, to go to that freezer, get my damn bloodworms out of there, and give them to me so we can eat, right? I mean, think about it. We took on the responsibility to have these things, and they cannot care for themselves. It is a box. It's a box with water in it, and we have to do some basic things. So, you know, when my fish look at me like that, it helps me realize that again. And it needs to be something that helps all of us realize, I think, that, you know, in this hobby, it's something that we like to look at, but to have something pretty to look at, there is a cost to pay. And no, it's not the cost of coming to see Gerwin and Roger and dumping money into the register. It's the cost of your time. It's the cost of you piddling with your tank a little bit every week to enjoy it. That's the cost, right? It's not an expensive cost, because our time is, it's our time. It's your personal time. That's not money-making time. It's relaxing time. That's how it should be for all of us. So, you know, take that time with your aquarium. I know it's hard. It's hard for me sometimes, but I know everybody out there who's listening to this, you know, all five of you or whatever. Look, if you've got a fish tank, you'd be lying if you might not like the act of getting the bucket, getting the hose, getting the algae pad, getting the new filter cartridges, going to get RO water or mixing that salt or whatever you're having to do. That may not be the fun part. But when we're actually cleaning our tanks and we get it done and we sit back and look at it, and we look how good it looks, and we look at how happy our fish are, I know everybody else out there feels just like me. That's an awesome feeling, right? So, I mean, it's therapy. It's enlightening. Those dudes in that tank need us, so we need to take care of them. And when you have problems, just try to reflect back on what you've been doing. I mean, if you've been on top of it and you have problems, well, that's what we're here for, to come try to help you sort that out. If you really haven't been keeping up with things like you need to be, man, we need to just reflect back on our efforts and see if the return on our investment is paying off for the amount of time we're giving it, right? So you're sort of gonna reap what you sow. So anyway, I don't know if we call that a rant or if we just call that, some therapy. But, you know, I get these conversations. I swear to God, I told Roger I need to have a hot mic on me at all times, because I always get asked questions, and it seems like I can somehow relate to a lot of different things in life, and it seems like a lot of these questions are over and over again. So wouldn't it be awesome if there was just a forum we could go to, and you push a button, and it talks about your particular given issue at any given time? Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do right now. So anyway, this is Girl with Just Fish, 10-minute podcast. I see the Delta flight has been pushed back off of the tarmac, and she is getting ready to go to the runway, and it's going to be awesome. They should be bringing me my fish any moment. That means I'll be getting to the store, and you guys will be getting fresh corals and livestock very soon. So remember, I'm not judging you. I'm understanding you, I'm going to try to enlighten you, and I'm going to try to preach the truth to you. Just fish, baby. Thank you all for listening.